Arizona's Medicaid expansion plan will have its first day in court this afternoon. The Goldwater Institute filed suit on behalf of several GOP state lawmakers and others, arguing the expansion is unconstitutional. The governor's office then moved to dismiss the suit, arguing the plaintiffs do not have standing to sue. Kurt Altman is the Goldwater Institute senior litigator and co-counsel on this case. He says part of the suit is based on Proposition 108, which requires a two-thirds vote in the legislature to approve any tax increases.
In a nutshell, the law that was passed by the legislature increases revenues coming into the states. We believe it's a tax that increases revenues, but nonetheless, Prop 108 says any time that a law increases revenues that are coming into the state, new revenues, has to be passed by a supermajority of the legislature. This law, the Medicaid expansion law, was not passed. The funding for the Medicaid expansion, I should say, was not passed by a two-thirds majority, and therefore it violates the constitutional provision known as Prop 108.
So in your mind, what separates a tax, which you argue that this is, from a fee, which is what the governor's office and supporters say it is, since Access is the one collecting it?
In Obamacare, or I should say the Affordable Care Act, they defined a provider tax, which is what this is, a tax on hospitals, as generally redistributive. And it doesn't depend on whether you accept Medicaid or not. And that's really what leads us to the second count of our lawsuit, which is a violation of the separation of powers. And what the governor's office appeared to do is they did an end-around and devised a mechanism to collect this funding through the director of Access in order to attempt to avoid the requirements of Prop 108.
Now, you mentioned the hospitals, and one of the arguments that the governor's office has made was that, okay, let's assume for a minute that this is a tax. The Goldwater Institute and the state legislators and the private residents who are named in the lawsuit don't have standing to sue because the hospitals are the ones who would be affected by the tax since they would have to pay it, and they're all in favor of it. They're not complaining about it. So they're arguing, the governor's office is arguing, that you don't have standing to sue in this case.
Well, that is exactly what Friday's hearing is about. Friday's hearing will not reach the merits of this lawsuit. It'll just reach whether our clients have standing. And the reason that the governor's office and the defense in this case is wrong is each one of those legislators who voted against the Medicaid expansion, the funding in this manner, had their vote basically nullified. There were enough votes in the legislature to defeat any kind of new revenues coming into the state under Proposition 108. In other words, there was more than a third no votes. The fact that the governor's attempting to put the law into effect means that those legislators who voted no, who had enough to defeat the bill pursuant to the Constitution, had their votes discounted, completely nullified. Therefore, they were personally injured. Therefore, they have standing to sue in this manner.
Am I right that if the judge rules that you do not have standing to sue, absent an appeal, that would be it for the lawsuit, right?
Absent an appeal, that's correct. Obviously, we don't anticipate needing to do that, and we would certainly consider that at the time if needed.
Kurt Altman is the senior litigator at the Goldwater Institute. He expects a decision on the standing issue early next month.
Jaime Molera of the Molera Alvarez Group and a supporter of Medicaid expansion agrees that the important question is who has legal grounds to challenge the plan.
The issue that I think is important is that the industry really that should have standing, and that the court would say, you know, it seems to us that the hospitals, who are the ones that are going to be assessed this fee, in order to draw down the federal funds, it seems that they're the ones that have the real legitimate standing. And so why would the legislature, because you know, they might have a difference of opinion with the governor, it seems that they're just trying to force themselves in a situation that they really don't have the legal standing to be in.
How much of this potentially is about frustration, this idea that people are opposed to the Affordable Care Act, and how much of it is this feeling that the legislature is supposed to have certain responsibilities, and one of those would be involving taxes, and they feel like the governor in some way is trying to strip them of that power?
Well, and that's the issue. The governor never tried to strip them of the power to tax. You know, the issue is always, can the state legislature and the governor create an assessment on an industry that's specific? And that's what this whole argument about Proposition 108. Proposition 108 says you need a two-thirds vote to raise taxes. But the issue here is that the public is not seeing the tax based on them, or it's not going to be imposed on them. hospitals will be getting an assessment, but that assessment in statute, in law, cannot be passed to the people that are attending the hospitals. It's similar in a lot of ways. You know, I've dealt with issues like this. When I was state school superintendent, we used to assess teachers when they get their certificates. They'd have to come in and pay a fee for their certificates. And so and the reason it was done that way, the legislature didn't have to do a two-thirds vote on that, is because, you know, it's specific to that industry. Same thing happens with insurance. Insurance companies pay a specific fee for the regulation that occurs. Hospitals are going to be paying a fee for the regulation that occurs within access. So I think the legislature is trying to come up with arguments in order to support why they didn't like this issue in the first place.
I mean, we've had a lot of lawsuits, I'm sure many other states have, related to so many different items. Are we ending up where, if there is bitterness, as there certainly was on this issue, ultimately we're going to end up in court somehow?
Well, you know, and I think let's also look at the organizations that are behind it. I mean, there are associations and nonprofits that they go out and they look for suits. They go out and they convince individuals or legislators that you know, we should be doing this. In this case, on the Medicaid, is the Goldwater Institute. They recruited these individuals. They're raising money to do it. It's a good fundraising effort for their organization. So I think, you know, let's also look at the money and follow the money and why some organizations are doing this.
That's consultant Jaime Molera.